Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. And, you know, it's coming up to St. Patrick's Day. That is coming up next week. And people are going to be, you know, missing each other because we're not able to get together like we have in the past. And we've got accustomed to sending messages on our phones. But there is still nothing like the thrill of getting a card or a letter in the post. Don't you agree? I think it's so true. Our next guest has developed an app which allows you to send a personal photo as a postcard. And he has a special offer running for St. Patrick's Day. So on the line to tell us more about it, I have Adrian McCusker, and you're very welcome. It's from Post a Selfie. I love the name of it.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much, Adrian. And I hear you've launched this app a few years ago. I haven't heard of it myself. So tell us a little bit about it. How did it come about?
Thanks, Jackie. The app came about... developed 3 years ago now. I suppose since the last recession, I associated the post box with every time I come home from work in the evening, there'd be a stream of bills waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to fill me with dread. And then one evening I come home from work as usual, and among the bills, a postcard popped out. And it was from a friend of mine who was on holidays at the time in France. And he just said he was having a great time and saying hello. And it brought a smile to the house. Excuse me. And it my children, Sean and Grace and Geraldine, my wife, where the postcard moved from the table, and then it went on the fridge door. And then it went to the kitchen window, and it stayed, and it's still there. Because someone took the time out of their schedule in their life to send a postcard to say hello. And it was the first time that my daughter, Grace, had ever seen a postcard, and my son, Sean.
Yeah, you forget about that, don't you? Because they used to be so common, and now they're not.
That's correct. So a few weeks later, myself and my son, Sean, again, we said that everyone every day takes photographs on their phone, and there they stay. And sometimes they're put up on social media, but they're... If only one memory or one family occasion was captured and turned into a physical postcard and could be sent to someone, it would bring a smile the way it brought a smile to us.
Yeah, what a great idea.
That's the genesis of Post a Selfie.
I love it. I love it. So how long has it been around for?
The app was launched, Jackie, on September 2018.
Wow.
And then it went, we got it... on the Google Play Store and on the Apple App Store.
Oh, right. So anybody can access it if they have a smartphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Post a Selfie, all one word, and it's a free download, so anyone can download the app for free.
That is so brilliant. So the basic idea is you're sending a personalized postcard. Walk us through the process. How do you do this on your phone?
Well, as I say, the app is you can download from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, and it's fairly easy to install. And then once you wish to do a postcard, if you can pick the best photograph, say, from your phone gallery.
Mm-hmm. So you want a clear picture.
A clear picture.
Yeah.
Preferably not to use WhatsApp, Facebook photograph, because they can be pixelated, because the images are clearer from your phone gallery.
Okay.
And that would be the front of the postcard. And the back then would be just type in the name and the address of who you wish to send it to, and a short message, and that card will be printed and posted to anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm so lucky, Adrian, because I actually have one sitting here in front of me. I have a postcard that one of my work colleagues, the producer of my show, Heather Snell, sent to me. It's a lovely postcard. It's absolutely gorgeous, and with a lovely little message on it from Heather wishing me a good day and to have a good morning and a happy Mother's Day and a St. Patrick's Day. So she's got it all in there in one go. And they're actually quite lovely.
And it brought a smile, Jackie.
It did, because nobody ever sends me a message in the studio. I come into the studio, and there's nobody here, and to have a little postcard on the desk was like, oh, wow, and I'm gonna treasure this. I really am.
And every postcard that we sent, or logo at the back, is sent with a smile.
Yes, it says sent with a smile. It says that down at the bottom corner, absolutely. Sent with a smile and received with one.
Yeah, and it brightens someone's day by getting the postcard.
It certainly does. So I'm assuming you can do these for all kinds of occasion.
Yes, we've noticed, I suppose, Jackie, at the start, it was a lot of holiday postcards, but then and during this time of uncertainty and restrictions, that the cards, there's less and less holiday postcards, but there's more like missing you postcards. Hello.
Yeah.
Thinking of you, you know.
Yeah.
And St. Patrick's Day, then, people who normally would travel to visit loved ones or people who would come home or they can't travel, so we've noticed a marked increase in people sending cards home to say Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, because traditionally St. Patrick's Day is a time when people send each other greetings. And you got special offer is going on as well with St. Patrick's Day. Can you tell us about that? You were telling me just before we came on air that you had something that was so popular, it like kept you up till how late last night doing?
We were in the office last night until 11:30. And yesterday was our busiest day ever.
Wow.
Thankfully. And yes, I have an offer for your listeners this morning for 50 free postcards to anywhere in the world, and the voucher code is Spirit FM.
Brilliant!
All so, together and all small, lowercase.
Brilliant! So they just how will they avail of that? They go into the app and they just put that in.
Yeah, once the photograph and the message is complete. At the end of the stage, at the bottom, they'll say proceed to payment on the right-hand side and use voucher on the left-hand side. So if your listeners would like to click use voucher and Spirit FM.
Spirit FM. Oh, you're FM. Very generous. Thank
and
you so
one,
much.
One postcard per customer, and it's 50 free postcards.
53 postcards. Brilliant. That is.
It'll brighten someone's day.
It certainly will. Don't we need that these days?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
I just absolutely love it. Thank you so much for coming on today and telling us about your app. It's a great idea, and I hope a lot of our listeners out there are going to take avail of it and particularly use the voucher Spirit FM to get their special offer. Thank you so much, Adrian, for coming on today.
And Jackie, thank you for talking to me, and I'd like to wish you and your listeners a lovely day.
Thank you so much, and have a very happy St. Patrick's Day this week.
And the same to yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So isn't that lovely? So it's great to be a little bit inventive and do something a little bit different this St. Patrick's Day. And go to postaselfie.ie, all one word. You can get Post a Selfie app. It's available free to download on Google Play or the Apple App Store. And to get your offer that Adrian just generously gave, you can put in Spirit FM for the voucher to get your offer.
Spirit.
It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. And you know, because I've been telling you since the show started today that tomorrow's Mother's Day. I just have I've got a stake in it. I'm a mom, so I do have a stake in the day. But I really feel bad when kids forget their moms. Like, it's easy to do. There's a lot going on. It's restrictions, lockdown, you're out of your regular routine. Sometimes I don't know whether it's Monday or Friday. It happens. So I'm just telling you, and I'm warning you now, tomorrow's Mother's Day. And many of us might be looking forward to some special treatment from our families, maybe. But, you know, thinking about, you know, like, where did it all start? Where did the tradition of Mother's Day start? You know, and also, you know, Europe has a day that we celebrate mothers, and other countries, other Western countries like America, have different days they celebrate mothers on. So why are we celebrating now? On the line to tell us a bit more about all of that and about a special event that's coming up this week, I have Nick Park from Evangelical Alliance. Nick, you're very welcome to the show this morning. You're going to set us all straight, aren't you?
Well, I hope so, Jackie.
We're turning to you. Let's start with Mother's Day.
Okay.
Or as I believe it's originally known as Mothering Sunday. Give us a little bit of history behind it and why we celebrate it at this time of the year.
Well, I certainly will. But first of all, let me just say, I would say for those of you who have a mother that's still living, please don't forget it. Don't miss it.
That would be bad.
But it's easily done. But, you know, my own mother died when I was 3 years old. Mm. And I just want to say, if your mother is still living, value her. Let her know, you know, make the most of this occasion to let her know. But you are right. I mean, there's actually sort of three different days that people sometimes confuse in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was last week, which is International Women's Day, which is more like a secular event that mm-hmm. on the 8th of March every year. But then you're quite right. You have Mothering Sunday, which is what we're celebrating tomorrow. And then in the U.S., there's Mother's Day, which is not celebrated until May. And the two developed quite separately. Mothering Sunday was very much a religious concept. And that's why it's on a different date every year. It's on the fourth Sunday of Lent. And so depending, as Easter is determined and Lent is determined by the moon, so in the same way, that's why Mothering Sunday is on a different day every year. And this actually goes back in the UK to medieval times, whenever it was common practice then for children to leave home and start work at very young ages. I mean, you're talking about 10 years old.
Wow. Wow, that's really young.
Well, this is, you know, you think about it, you know, even in Victorian times, they were still sending children up chimneys to clean them in Britain.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the educational system, and unless you were very wealthy, your education finished by the time you were 10 years old.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So you had children sent off to work on farms and places like that, often miles away from their families. And you imagine this, 10-year-old children that would not see their mother or their father.
That upsets me.
You know, nearly a year.
Yeah, that breaks my heart.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make everybody happy, not make everybody cry. But what it was on the fourth Sunday of Lent, as part of the preparation for Easter, children were allowed to go and visit their mothers. Even if they lived away, they were given time off from where they were working, and they were able to go and visit their mothers. And that was not just young children, but it became a custom for everybody to go and visit their mothers for the fourth Sunday in Lent.
Lovely.
And that was Mothering Sunday.
Lovely.
Now, the U.S. thing started much, much later, comparatively recently, and that was set for the second Sunday in May. And then we've sort of, as we tend to do, you know, we pick up American terminology, as you probably recognize as well as anybody else.
Mm.
You know, we have politicians here who talk about, you know, stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, I know. And people go, they just say it and they don't know why they're saying it.
Yeah,
like
a baseball term.
Yeah,
you know, we don't even know what a plate, something we eat our dinner off, you know.
So, makes no sense.
So I think as part of the American terminology coming in, Mothering Sunday had fallen into a bit of disuse and wasn't being widely observed. And then people looked at how Mother's Day was being celebrated in the States and said, we need to be doing that here, and sort of rediscovered the old tradition.
Lovely.
So we call it Mother's Day. I mean, it's very rare I would hear anybody talk about Mother's Day.
That's true. You very rarely do you hear it referred to as that.
Yeah, but that's why we have the two different dates.
Very good. And see, and then there's people like me, real chancers, where I go, okay, I grew up in America, but I lived here for the last 25 years, so I get both, okay? So...
Well, you know what people like you need to do is actually try to do it on the March date, and then if you forget it, you can always do it in May and say, oh, that's what I intended all along.
There you go. Great excuse for children. Great excuse. Now, you know, it's humbling to think back to those days when people may have only had that special opportunity to visit their mothers, but in some way we can relate to it a bit more at the moment that we're in with current restrictions.
Yes.
You know, this kind of playing out in our modern day time. And I think it's quite ironic to think that it's been a year since a lot of people have been able to attend their churches. I know that the EAI also have been in talks with the government about all of that. There's a lot of people really concerned, you know, about not being able to be in their churches for the second Easter in a row. Can you tell us about that, Nick? What's been going on?
I think it's...
Is there any hope?
You know, there are discussions going on, but I, you know, it's not something I would be saying this is definitely going to happen.
Mm.
The government are well aware of people's feelings on this, and I have to say the Catholic archbishops have been doing a great job.
They released a statement this week that I thought was, you know, is the first really kind of strong thing they've said about the churches, and it was really, really well received by the church members.
Yeah, and they have, as well as releasing statements, they have been talking with the government, and we've had meetings with the Taoiseach's office, including not just the archbishops but other religious leaders and other denominations as well. And the government is certainly well aware of how anxious mm-hmm. we are to be having church with one another again. And Easter, I mean, Easter, really? I know that in popular society, Christmas is the big thing, and there was yeah. all this emphasis on Christmas. But for us as Christians, Easter is more important than Christmas.
Yeah, it's the highest. It's the highest, the highest solemnity of the church calendar, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, it's all going to be based... Now, we haven't had a hard no from the government, and we certainly haven't had any encouragement to believe for a yes, and it's going to go on the numbers of cases and things like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, certainly, you know, I think all churches have done everything they can to make the government very aware of people's feelings on it. So that's not the issue. The government are aware of how anxious we are to return to worship. So it's now basically the science, I'm afraid.
So do you think, I mean, like, as things start to reopen, I mean, I think this is the thing that people were really concerned about, that they were saying that churches wouldn't open until we were at a level 2 restriction, whereas
yeah.
before we had opened at a level 3. And
we did.
And I think, you know, a lot of people have made the argument that we're queuing for ice creams, we're queuing for coffees, we're going to shops that are not near as large capacity as churches, and there are much fewer people going into the churches because they're so careful about the guidelines. Does that not make some difference to the government, and could they not bring the churches, you know, could they not bring it back to level 3 instead of a 2?
Yeah, and that's been an argument that we've all been making to the government,
yeah.
and I have to say that from their response, they certainly appear to be very sympathetic to that argument, so
mm-hmm.
I would be very hopeful indeed
yeah.
that at level 3 we can be back meeting as
yeah.
church again. You
well,
know, I can't say 100% that it's going to happen, but I do say that the
yeah.
government is very sympathetic.
Yeah.
And
I think you're right. It's important for us to stay positive. It's important for us to not get downhearted about it. And it's important
yeah.
to remember that, to pray for this, and that God's got it, and we need to pray as Christians.
Yeah, I think as well, you see, part of the problem has been that the scientists, and you know, they've looked at trends in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened in some other countries, and particularly in some churches in the United States, is there have been outbreaks of the virus there. But generally, it was where people didn't observe
mm-hmm.
the kind of safety
mm-hmm.
measures that we've been observing here.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs, that, you know, and we've been trying to make that very clear in our submissions to the government,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you're talking a completely different
scenario,
a different experience
yeah.
whenever we have been so scrupulous in this country as churches
yeah.
with observing safety guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of things that we're going the second year without, we're going the second year now into St. Patrick's Day this week, and a chance, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be like last year, we weren't able to celebrate it the way we normally would have. We couldn't go to church. We couldn't get out and about. So this St. Patrick's Day week, tell us about a chance to celebrate our faith. I believe there is a special worship event that's happening online. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm working with a few other people. This is not just an Evangelical Alliance event, but we're working with the National Praise Day team. If you remember, mm-hmm. we did a National Day of Prayer back at the
mm-hmm.
31st of October.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working, we've organized an online prayer and praise event, which is going to be on in the afternoon.
Lovely.
So it's going to be on 3 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon. And we've got some praise and worship teams that are bringing some worship songs, and we've also got lots of Christian leaders from various churches and ministries and organizations across the country who are going to be praying for the nation. And we've got mostly from Ireland, but we've got a couple of people coming from outside. I don't know if you know Jay John from the UK, the Anglican evangelist, and Billy Wilson from Oral Roberts University in the U.S. So we've got a few international guests, but predominantly Irish ministry leaders will be praying over the country, and we'd love to have people join us in that event.
Lovely. So that's on St. Patrick's Day itself.
On St. Patrick's Day. Now, the best way to find all the links, because, you know, you
mm-hmm.
can access it through watching the feed on Facebook, on YouTube, or participating in a Zoom call where you can sort of see other people that are enjoying the event with you. And the best place to go would be nationalpraiseday.ie.
Okay, super, super. Nick, thank you so much. I love your enthusiasm, your upbeat, your positivity, and it's wonderful to have you on the show and to have a little chat with you. We know that the prayer and praise can move mountains, so it sounds like a great opportunity to get involved and put faith into action. Thank you for coming on the show today.
It's always a pleasure, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
That's Nick Park from Evangelical Alliance Ireland. We thank him so much, and God bless the work that they're doing. Go to nationalpraiseday.ie if you want to get involved for Wednesday, the 17th of March. So St. Patrick's Day is going to be on a Wednesday. They're going to do that, like you said, in the afternoon at 3 p.m. nationalpraiseday.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.